But Patrick Mahomes said some comments recently, too, just about last time around against the Raiders, of course, Christmas Day game, and just the regular season feeling around Christmas. Things weren't going the way they were hoping. We all know he didn't have fun last year. He mentioned that in the offseason. And that basically kind of mailed in a little bit at that around that time.
I think that that got brushed over because there was like all this DeAndre Hopkins news, and that was the stuff you were looking for. The comment from Patrick Mahomes on Wednesday really stood out to me. And I know we didn't talk about it on Wednesday because we had a full show and all this other stuff, but the more and more I listen back to that comment, the more I'm like, I can't believe he admitted this. Patrick Mahomes admitted that they just walked into the building last year against the Raiders, knowing that team was a joke, expecting to win, and honestly, borderline admitting they took them not serious. Something that I didn't even think Patrick Mahomes ever did. He said, we were going through the motions. We were looking forward to the playoffs. Everything we were doing was in service of the playoffs. And look, that's not the worst strategy ever. They went through the playoffs, won every game, won the Super Bowl, and went on to be back-to-back Super Bowl champions. But to admit that you sleptwalk through a regular season game was surprising. I've never heard Patrick Mahomes talk about a game the way he talked about that Raiders game. And it showed, man. They walked in that door and got their ass kicked in all three phases of the game, if you remember. They weren't good on defense. They weren't good on offense. The special teams was a mess. Like, they were bad on every single facet of the game. And he admitted that they walked into that game sleepwalking. They got to avoid that now, right?
I'm not worried.
Like, made the mistake against the Raiders once. You're 6-0. There's no reason to walk into a game again. But I was surprised for him to admit it, which means it's on his mind, I guess. He's not going to walk into the game this way.
Well, not worried because of that. Also, this is still a team that is undefeated, you know.
Yep.
And there's that element. When you're undefeated this early on in the season, I don't think anybody questioned motivation. Then you add a new weapon. You got to be excited that now you have DeAndre Hopkins to throw the football to. All of that, in a weird way, too, because it's on the road. I know we talk about Arrowhead, and they lost at Arrowhead, but because there are going to be so many Chiefs fans turning this building on Sunday into Arrowhead West and all that, like, I think that helps. I'm not worried about this team being flat right out of the gate at all on Sunday against Las Vegas. I don't know if they're, you know, people will talk, I don't know if they're going to win by 30 points or 20 points against the Raiders. Come on now, it's still the NFL. But I do think the Chiefs will be able to, for much of the contest, be in control and be able to really do whatever they want. I do think there's truth to that. It doesn't mean they're going to win by double digits necessarily, and we'll see if they cover. But I do think the Chiefs, if they want to run the football, they'll be able to do that. If you're the Raiders, how are they moving the ball on this Chiefs team? I really don't see how they're doing that, man. Alexander Mattison's their running back. He wasn't even their starter at the beginning of the season.
No, Zamir White has been awful.
Gardner Minshew, they went back and forth. He's now forced to start, and they can't pull him because Aiden O'Connell's hurt. And then really it's Brock Bowers. But we've talked about the tight end position all year. That's fine. Brock Bowers can go out and get a bunch of yards. I don't really care.
Yeah, I think that there's probably some truth to that. And the road game maybe makes you take it a little more serious. But I think him admitting that gold in a lot of ways was them trying not to repeat the mistakes of the past. Last year, I would say that last year's team and this year's team are kind of very similar, right? Struggling offensively more than people were anticipating. Going through some injuries that are holding them back a little bit. Still a team led by their defense. Like, if you look at the points per game they're scoring, the points per game they're allowing, similar in each of the years. I think the defense has been a little bit better, right? But this is a divisional game that if you want to, right now, the best part about the way your schedule has lined up and the way other teams have lost is, if you just put your foot on the gas pedal for the next, like, month, you could kind of borderline secure the first round bye by week 12 or 13. Like, I understand not, like, statistically, not mathematically.
Yeah.
But you would have a 2-game lead, or if you keep winning, a 3-game lead and the tiebreaker. So, like, right now, the Ravens, who are competing against them, they have essentially a 3-game lead against them. Can't finish with the same record as Kansas City. You lost to them. Beat Buffalo. You could have a 3-game lead on them just based on the fact that they already have 2 losses and you don't, right? So, like, they have a chance to essentially put themselves in a position where if they want to sleepwalk on some regular season games later in the year, go nuts. Now, if you're undefeated, you probably feel a little bit different.
I don't think there's
that.
Any sleepwalking if you know you're
and
within
that will
reach
keep you
of.
Motivated.
I also think, though, even though last year they were, let's not kid ourselves, still going for history a year ago, back to back is a rare thing to do in the NFL. But there's something different about going for a three-peat. I'm not worried about this team, whether they have 1 loss, no losses, or 3.
They showed up that Raiders game like they didn't even want to play football.
Yeah. The game being on Christmas Day, I think, also did not help that whole situation. But they're going to play on Christmas Day again this year. We know that later on.
They're
going to play on Black Friday. They're going to play on Christmas Day. That's the scenario that they're always going to be in now because they are the Kansas City Chiefs. Next year, I don't know what all the scheduling works on holidays and everything, but any of the marquee holiday slots, we know Black Friday for sure. That'll be probably more of a rotational thing, but every couple of years they're probably playing on Black Friday. That's just where we're at right now. They are the number one ticket for everybody. TV networks, actual stadium tickets, all of it.
What do you think the what's your guess for ratio of Chiefs fans? 70-30, you said?
I think 70-30 is
60-40?
Very much in reach.
70-30 is very much
tickets have gone down a little bit. I saw on some of the secondary markets to get in around 280 now. It was 400 and something a few days ago. So it's
still not
the
cheap.
Definitely not cheap, but the price has started to go down a little bit. And we'll see. Maybe you have to realize I know it's not the Super Bowl by any means, but much like that, there will be fans, whether it's from Kansas City or otherwise, that will fly in just to be, because it is Vegas, just to be in Vegas for the weekend. Like, they'll come to Circa to watch the game at the book with other Chiefs fans, and they will fly back. Like that is something that I've heard from other people that are coming out, that they don't have tickets to the game. They're hoping to win some tickets tonight from our happy hour event.
I hope they win them.
But otherwise, they're fine with just hanging out in Vegas and being around Chiefs fans and enjoying the party. That's kind of what happens usually Super Bowl week for a lot of people, too, and I get that sense this weekend here.
Yeah, they just like to be around it. And right now, it does feel like history is possible for Kansas City. Again, it's six games. They have to go so many more games before you and I have the conversation, which is they're going undefeated, right? Versus earlier this week when I said, what percentage chance do you give them? And you're like, I don't know, 7, 8%, or maybe you said 5%, and we found the implied odds are 7 or 8%, and I said 15%. So, like, you know, the implied odds are literally directly in between what percentage chance we think that they actually have to do it. But, I mean, that becomes more real with each passing week, especially if they handle business against a bad team. Every game doesn't have to be a blowout in the NFL. And I'm saying this game has to be a blowout. But this game should never feel close in your mind. If the Raiders score a touchdown to make it a single-score game but never possess the ball when they're leading, or, you know, like, when they have a chance to get, then whatever. To me, that's fine, right? Never possess the ball other than the first time you possess it with a chance to take the lead on Kansas City, essentially in the third and fourth quarter. It should feel like that. They're starting Gardner Minshew. They have no running game. Their offensive line is not very good. Their defense stinks. They have two good players, Max Crosby and Brock Bowers. Outside of that, there's not a single good player on this team. Two. And look, Brock Bowers will probably finish the game 9 for 97 and a touchdown, and so what? And Max Crosby will finish with a sack and a half because he's great. And then you should win, you know, by 10, 15, 20.
So much of their offseason was focused on the Chiefs. Remember Antonio Pierce's comments? They made these, like, Mahomes rules.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Like, yeah.
There's this is for a team that is not very good. So much has been said in Vegas about the Chiefs. We know they won on Christmas Day, but whether it was the player at training camp, as we played the audio yesterday of the Kermit the Frog that was dressed up with the Mahomes hair and everything like that and the voice. You had the player that got the interception last year that kind of stared down Mahomes. That same player yesterday or 2 days ago made the comments about not basically worried about Patrick Mahomes. Then you have Antonio Pierce in the offseason. We know openly said that they are, you know, creating these Mahomes rules. So there's just so much built into this one for the Raiders in particular.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Make it your whole Super Bowl.